Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. We got a couple of special in-studio guests here with us. We got the Parks Director, Mackenzie, joining us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we also have Angela, Mount Vernon Tourism. How are you?
Hi, great. How are you?
So good. So good. It is Christmas time. It's early December, but we're ready. We're ready for Christmas time. And that means a lot of things for, you know, downtown Mount Vernon with Christmas festivities this weekend and beyond. There's all kinds of stuff. We have 2 pages worth of things to discuss. We'll see how much we can get into here, but we'll start with you, Mackenzie, if you don't mind. The Holiday Craft Fair with Mount Vernon Parks is going on. Kind of tell us a little bit more about the ins and the outs of the plan for that one. That's this weekend, right?
Yeah, so Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Roland Lewis Building. We're going to have around 35 to 40 vendors with just a variety of handmade items, kind of perfect for Christmas gifts for your loved ones. Anything between like soap, handmade soap, crafted lighted snowmen, that kind of thing. Which is perfect if you want to get out and get a gift for your loved ones.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great place to maybe do a little shopping, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So good stuff there from Mount Vernon Parks and the Holiday Craft Fair at the Roland Lewis Building. That is December 7th, this weekend. And Angela, where do you want to begin? I guess maybe just downtown Christmas as a whole is this weekend.
Sure,
so let's start there.
Yeah, well, the parade is at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and it's the same route as it usually is. It's short and sweet because you never know when you're planning it what the weather's going to be. So it starts at Main and 7th and Main, comes up to 10th Street by the Innovation Hub in the courthouse, and then goes to just around the block to Broadway and back down to 7th. So it's short and sweet, but should be lots of lights. I know Mount Vernon High School Marching Band and the Casey Middle School Band are in it. Center stage be dancing, and the Jefferson County Girl Scouts singing. So a lot of, small town community fun happening.
And then you said the parade starts at 5.
The parade is at 5.
But I remember reading there's some things going on at 4 and then after,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so we've always done the activities just after the parade in the past, but last year everybody's like, oh, I need the cocoa now because it was, it's cocoa. And so then they handed out the kettle corn too. So we're going to start at 4. You can come and write letters to Santa with Clearwave Fiber. They have a nice mailbox. The library is going to read a Christmas story at 4 o'clock. So all kinds of activities starting at 4 to gear you up for the parade that starts at 5. And then after the parade, back, we're going to be on 9th Street right by the new park. Not quite ready to be in the park yet, but we'll be right by it. And you'll be able to decorate cookies and enjoy a gift from some elves that will be there handing out a present. We have a big blow-up snow globe where you can get a picture made, like bring your whole family, get in the snow globe, and we'll post those on social media, or you can have somebody take it on your own phone. So there'll be several photo ops, and I heard the Grinch is going to be there.
So we might have is Santa going to make an appearance? Do we know?
I'm pretty sure, because he has a cottage on the courthouse. They just got it put up yesterday. So
Santa and the Grinch in one place. What are we going to do?
We might keep them on opposite sides of the courthouse. But also, be sure you come hungry. Kingdom Seed Ministries is going to be open with hot dogs and chili by donation. And of course, we have a lot of great restaurants downtown you can visit. And some of our downtown merchants are staying open late, so you can check out their stores. Kingdom Seasonings and Mod Threads and Ink and Artistry, Colossus Comic and Games. There's all kinds of great stores downtown.
Yeah. EnjoyMountVernon.com to check out basically kind of more of a full list, because there's a bunch of stuff we probably won't be able to get to here that is going on, beyond Saturday and even into next weekend and things like that. But you mentioned not being able to be in kind of the park. You talk about the downtown green space, right? Mackenzie, is that something that you guys are working with or working on too?
Yeah, so they're just finishing up some pavers from what I've been told. Because of the weather, there's been a delay. Mm. The goal was to have it open before the 7th, but unfortunately due to the weather, that kind of delayed it. So hopefully here in the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to get it open once the weather cooperates.
Okay. Yeah, there's going to be – that's when that's finally done, mm-hmm. and you're going to have things like this and, Fall Fest and stuff, that's mm-hmm. going to be quite the space down there, really.
Yeah. Yeah, and it will be open to the public all year round, so people will be able to go and sit and enjoy the area.
Very cool stuff. So enjoy MountVernon.com. Learn more about downtown Mount Vernon Christmas and the parade and the Christmas market. Kind of give us a little bit more on what's kind of going on this weekend. I know there's some stuff on Sunday, too. Is there more, you know, after the parade? You kind of teased a few things
You could have a whole weekend in Mount Vernon if you're not from here, or if you are still just like a little staycation. And start out on Saturday or Friday evening. There are several things. One thing I thought was really exciting, Polar Express Night at JJ's, which is on Fairfax out by Potomac. You can wear your jammies to JJ's and watch Polar Express while you have supper.
There you go.
On Friday night. And then the Christmas market at the lights at Cedarhurst is still going on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays through, I think, December 29th. And they have a market this weekend where you can also buy Christmas presents and one-of-a-kind art. Then there's the Woodlawn Winter Wonderland, another walk through Christmas light and activity that you can do. And then the Historical Village has their Christmas model train and nativity exhibit. And that is really nice. Yeah. I've been to that a few times. They only set it up for two weekends a year, mm-hmm. and it starts this Saturday.
Yeah, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. On the 14th and 15th, we have some of this information. We have a few different mixed in things here on our community calendars, but enjoymountvernon.com has pretty much all of it. So it'd
be
a good place.
Yeah.
You know,
if somebody sees something we miss, send it to tourism@mountvernon.com. Yeah. We would love to put it on there. I think you guys are going to be out at mm-hmm. the high school for the basketball game and the teddy bear toss. And
yeah.
So we're just really excited. You can come to the parade and still make it to the game.
Yeah. And we'll also be, I believe, a broadcasting live as well from downtown Mount Vernon, leading up to our live broadcast from the gym for the teddy bear toss. So we're also going to be pretty busy throughout the area. Mackenzie, anything else from the parks, parks director Mackenzie here that we need to know about? Anything coming up that would be good information for folks?
Yes, I wish I had more information at the top of my head on
sure.
it. I know we are doing a aquatic zoo pass right now for the holiday season.
Okay.
If you call us at 618-242-6890, we can give you some more information about how to get those purchased for any stocking stuffer for your loved one.
Polar plunges or?
It's the, polar plunges. Yeah, it's like family passes, those kind of things that we offer at the aquatic zoo.
Yeah, for next season when it opens up and things like that. Yeah.
So, it is a limited time, so it will shut down before the Christmas week of Christmas. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get those passes purchased, just give us a call and we'll get them for you.
What's that phone number again?
618-242-6890.
And then you can go to enjoymountvernon.com to look over anything we talked about and a lot of stuff we didn't get a chance to get to, Angela.
Exactly. If you need an activity for families or even couples, there's something for everybody. This, I hate that cliche, but there is something. You know, you can go throw axes and have some cocktails or have a supper with Santa Claus or the Grinch. So just all kinds of things to do this holiday season.
Yeah, a lot of good potential stocking stuffer gifts or, you know, good gifts in general. You could buy some of these experiences. You know, that's what we're all about now. I don't know about you, but, you know, the grandparents always buy experiences for the kids.
You got to make the memories.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to just straight up gifts. They get enough gifts, you know, take them to go do something. And there's plenty to do in the Mount Vernon area and surrounding area in Jefferson County, really, with all kinds of stuff going on that you could check out at enjoymountvernon.com or learn more about those specials on the aquatic zoo passes with the Parks Director, with Mackenzie. And also the Holiday Craft Fair presented by Mount Vernon Parks at the Roland Lewis Building in Veterans Park this weekend, December 7th, among all the other events going on to celebrate the Christmas season. EnjoyMountVernon.com for details on it all, especially the things that we didn't get a chance to mention. Mackenzie, Angela, we appreciate you both coming in today.
All right, great. See everybody Saturday at the Craft Fair and the Parade.
That's right. Get out to downtown Mount Vernon. EnjoyMountVernon.com for more details. It's 94.1 FM WMIX.